maybe church groups where they ask you to bring a they have a potluck dinner or something.
Well, she does, I think.
Covered dish.
Well, is it, are you familiar with that term, covered dish?
Yeah.
Okay. What would that consist of?
Well, some of them's got salad, different kinds of salads and stuff, you know. They still have them over here at Recluse. God, they have a hell of a feed over there pretty often.
What would be a hot covered dish that they could make? They have different names for that. For example, if you were to make one with tuna fish, that would be a
Tuna fish salad, I suppose. I don't know.
or a heated dish.
Roast beef.
Yeah, they have a lot of roast beef.
Would they ever have something called a casserole?
Yeah,
I'm
we
familiar
got
with
a lot
that.
of casseroles.
I don't think I do either. I'd rather have roast beef. I don't
Yeah.
blame you. What about sometimes you go to these outdoor gatherings and they have a fire and there's something over the pit. What do they call that? Where they
Barbecue.
what kind of things would they barbecue? What's your understanding of the word barbecue?
Oh, mostly beef here. I went to an antelope barbecue too.
You've been to an antelope
Yeah.
barbecue? Wow. What was that like?
Well, they just had the fire out and had the whole antelope out there and turned him around. It was pretty good.
It's
Remember,
good.
we had one of them over at Bill Matheny's one time and the Flying Farmers is over there.
Now, did they ever make jerky out of antelope meat or deer meat?
Bob makes some every year, a little bit. Didn't make pretty good jerky, though. Better for that than anything else.
I saw, as I drove up, I saw about 10 deer on the road. Thought I was going to hit one. Okay. Maybe you could tell me a little about the outbuildings at the ranch. Did you have storage places for grain before?
Yeah, granaries, put your grain in.
How about storage for places to keep the animals?
Little barn,
You
corral, shed, or something like that.
had
Yeah,
a you had a barn?
yeah,
Were there different types of barns?
Sure.
Well, some of them just a shed with a south side open on them, and some barns it's enclosed, you know.
So that's the difference between a shed and a barn.
Yeah, sheds got three sides to it, you
I
know.
didn't know that. What type of storage sheds did they have?
Well, mostly, but they used to be just wooden, you know. Now they're mostly all metal.
And they stored, those were the granaries? Or granaries were
Yeah,
different?
granaries, same thing, you know.
What about for places where you'd fence off the horses or cows?
Pasture?
Or did you ever have a small enclosure?
Oh, yeah, we still have them.
And that would be called a.
Well, you can call it a corral.
Are there different types of corrals?
Yeah, there's long ones, round ones. They used to have a lot of round corrals when they broke a lot of horses, you know. Well,
What was the reason for around?
couldn't get in the corner.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Should have thought of that. What about to separate pastures or fields?
Well, you just fence them.
Okay, were there different? What about the varieties of fences?
Most all barbed wire, posts and barbed wire fences. Still that way today, too.
But no wood fences.
Uh-uh.
What about the corral? Was that
No, most of them wood, but now they're using a lot of. You can buy these panels, you know, and just pass them all together and make a corral in a little bit, you know. They're pretty expensive, but.
Is
And
that
then.
what you do now?
No, I still got wooden corrals. And then a lot of people's getting this old sucker rod out of these oil wells and building corrals, welded on there. They left.
What's that?
Yeah, it's a rod about that big around, and they got couplings on the end, you know. Well, they strip them, the threads get stripped, and then these oil companies, they sell them, you know.
So it's almost like quarter-inch pipe.
Yeah, but it's solid iron.
I see.
And, you know, they put them post iron and cement, and then you weld these rods to them.